The supervisors denied the request for $100,000 on a 3-2 vote. The hospital says the money would have been used as a local match for nearly $150,000 in state and federal money. Interim CEO Kathy Devine says the money is needed as past debts are addressed.
The dollars that we requested are absolutely essential in order to create enough liquidity to provide day-to-day operations.
Devine says Keokuk Area Hospital's financial struggles are linked to a growing number of low-income patients and inadequate reimbursements for services provided. Supervisor Matt Flug of Keokuk says this vote should have been automatic given the hospital's 300-plus employees and the added response time if it closes.
How would you vote against that? I guess that just kind of disturbs me.
Three supervisors were able to vote against it, including Chairman Ernie Schiller. Schiller says he wants to see the hospital succeed, but he feels the board was not given enough information about job loss to make a proper decision. He also disagreed with Kathy Devine giving the presentation, as she works for the firm hired to manage the hospital, not the hospital directly.
When somebody that's not even an employee of the hospital is addressing us to come up with $100,000 from our taxpayers, that was a travesty.
Devine says the hospital will still go before the Keokuk City Council next week to request $100,000 in matching money. She does not know if a return trip will be made to the county. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-States Public Radio News.